The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Golden Connections, how a Chinese social media site brings together seniors. Despite amassing millions of users, Meipian, a Chinese social media app targeting the senior community, continues to grapple with monetization challenges. Published in The World of Chinese, written by Tan Yunfei, read to you by Cliff Larson. At around 6 p.m. on a weekend in Beijing's Beihai Park, despite temperatures at 30 degrees Celsius, a line of people in their 60s and 70s with cameras, tripods, and wide-brimmed hats start to form on the bank of Beihai Lake. They've come to shoot the park's famous white stupa and will patiently wait for hours to capture all of its different views against blue skies, glowing under the dusk, and then illuminated under the park's artificial lights at night. Like young people flocking to popular restaurants to photograph the food and decorations, these elderly tourists are also seeking iconic destinations to da ka, check in at, and like their younger counterparts, there's even a place where they gather to share their results online. Meipian, a social media app founded in 2015, is affectionately known as the Old Red Book for being similar in function to millennial and Gen Z lifestyle app Xiaohongshu, whose name translates to Little Red Book, but more popular among the middle-aged and elderly. If one searches for Beihai Park, Meipian shows hundreds of blog-like diary entries with up to 100 images included. Unlike other social media apps such as Weibo or WeChat's Moments feed, the blogging function of Meipian allows users to post long articles and up to 100 images and videos. This has been commonly cited as crucial to its popularity among middle-aged and elderly users who might be less tech-savvy to select and edit their photos for the best view. On Meipian, there are rarely any viral videos or influencers who recommend the latest trends to follow, but many communities dedicated to recollections, such as sharing moments of the countryside and communicating on the days of being sent down youths groups, both of which have over 10,000 members known as Meiyao or Meipian Friends, who reminisce about their experiences of being re-educated in rural China during the Cultural Revolution. And instead of responding with the latest slang terms or humorous gifs, users are more ready to sprinkle compliment-laden comments with abundant flowers and thumbs-up emojis. In turn, they receive kind responses adorned with similar emojis, creating a cycle of positive interactions. Debates and abusive comments, according to the users, are comparatively rare. A haven for seniors online. According to a 2021 report by Age Club, a Beijing-based media platform specializing in businesses that target seniors, Meipian has over 200 million registered users, over 50% of whom are above the age of 45. This positions Meipian as the third most popular app within the demographic, trailing behind the news aggregator Jinri Toutiao and the ubiquitous instant messaging app WeChat. As one of the few social media platforms targeted at a demographic, Meipian aims to enrich the inner world of the middle-aged and elderly, as per its upgraded mission announced in September of 2021. It also updated its slogan the same year, come to Mapien in the prime of life, in replacement of the original one, which was, record what's pleasant and share the touching moments. Mapien, literally meaning beauty and piece of writing, first started as a tool for editing texts and photos. Users can share the link of their finished blog-like pieces to other platforms like WeChat. Its founder, Tang Qi, then a research and development engineer at Chinese tech giant Huawei in Nanjing, reportedly made the prototype of the app for his father. Tang's father had picked up photography as a hobby in his retirement, but there were no senior-friendly platforms for sharing the many images he took and he liked. At that time, blogging platforms developed by tech giants like Sina and Baidu were dying, while WeChat Moments, Weibo, and Xiaohongshu all limited the number of images and the characters their users were allowed to post. Many friends of Tang's own generation didn't find the idea to be promising, as they had a hard enough time even finding 9 images to post with each social media update. However, after Tang released an update version of this app in January 2016, which included comment and discussion functions, the app's user number soared to over 5 million by August and doubled again by January 2017. Its official website boasted 200 million registered users by June 2020. The company was already valued at an estimated 1 billion yuan after 4 rounds of financing, totaling over 180 million yuan from investment management companies and funds in July 2018. Mapien has offered users a channel to express themselves in depth, Tang explained to business news site 36KR in December 2021. The app addressed a need among middle-aged and elderly internet users that few existing apps had managed to meet. The platform's popularity has largely grown in the user's self-promoting model, 用户自传播, where new users are attracted by the Mapien content sharing on other apps like WeChat. The platform also tried to make its interface friendlier to its demographic. For example, words like follow, 关注, and section, 分区, are replaced with subscribe, 订阅, and column, 栏目. Terms familiar to newspaper readers to make their meaning more clear to seniors. Wang Dezeng, a 59-year-old researcher from Weishan County in eastern China's Shandong province, learned about Mapien from ads on WeChat in early 2016. At the time, with many Chinese blog sites either shutting down or getting increasingly harder to load, he was worried about losing the hundreds of diary entries and poems he had been publishing on Sina blog since 2012. He transferred his content over to Mapien shortly after discovering the platform and found the warm feedback he received from many other users to be motivating for him to post more. Each of the approximately 100 posts he published this year has garnered around 10,000 views, received 100 positive comments, and earned him virtual flowers, which users can purchase or earn by completing different tasks within the app. Mapien's community culture encourages users to reciprocate when others follow, reply, and gift them. It's embarrassing if others comment on your writing or even write a review about it, but you don't do anything in return, says Wang, who has 6,900 followers and follows over 3,800 other users in return. A remedy for loneliness. For Wang, Mapien is an outlet where he can comfortably share concerns about his aging parents' health, his children's careers, caring for grandchildren, and requisition of his family's land in the village, with like-minded users who can empathize with his experiences. There are few other such spaces on the internet in China. Writing is the way of self-expression for the lonely person. I don't have many close friends, so I could only truly connect with myself, he wrote in one blog post on Mapien last September. Loneliness has been a major driving force for many elderly Chinese to seek interaction online. There are over 100 million empty nest elderly in Chinese, that's Kongchaolaoren in China, namely people over 60 who are either childless or don't live with their children, according to a 2015 survey jointly organized by China National Committee on Aging, the Ministry of Civil Affairs, and the Ministry of Finance. In 2021, iMedia Research, an international consultancy, reported that 51% of middle-aged and elderly internet users spent more than 4 hours online per day, including around 15% who spent more than 6 hours per day, almost double the daily average duration of 3.84 hours among all Chinese netizens. The report of the elderly's online life, jointly released by the news aggregator Xutoutiao and state media, The Paper, in October 2020, even finds that over 100,000 elderly Chinese spent over 10 hours online per day on average, largely out of loneliness. Qing Feng, a 54-year-old who asked to be identified by her online handle, discovered Mapien in 2016 as a place for publishing English papers, she wrote during her time studying at a community college in the United States, all while caring for her two children. Later, especially in the last 2 years after her younger son left for college, she explored multiple other apps like WeChat, Douyin, China's version of TikTok, and even Xiaohongshu, but still prefers Mapien as the most comprehensive site that allows her to post long blog pieces, videos of her reciting articles out loud, and microblogs about her various hobbies like flower arrangement. For Ding Shuqin, a retired hydraulic engineer from Harbin, the capital of China's northeastern Heilongjiang province, Mapien's interactions have led her to spend several hours per day on the app. Interactions take up most of my time on the app. If you publish something and others follow you or write a nice review, it's not nice to ignore them, she tells The World of Chinese. Many Mapien users would also send private messages to each other and even meet with their meiyou offline. Wang, however, who specified no private chats on his profile so he won't waste too much energy talking to everyone. Qingfeng also refuses most private chat requests due to fear of being scammed out of money. The middle-aged and elderly population have been particularly vulnerable to online scams, especially those related to healthcare and romantic relationships, as revealed by Tencent Guard, a nonprofit online security platform operated by the tech giant Tencent. In the first half of 2019 alone, Tencent Guard received over 20,000 cases of cyber safety from this demographic, with 97% of them experiencing financial losses. Monetizing seniors. Even with its reported user base of millions, Mapien is still striving to engage more. In May 2020, the platform introduced a microblogging function similar to Weibo that allows posts within 140 words for less educated or less literate users. Ding, a user of Mapien since 2018, has found herself frequenting the app more after its microblogging function was released. I'm not good at writing long pieces, she tells The World of Chinese. And since then, Ding has posted hundreds of microblogs and got more than 1 million views in total till late this August. However, despite the app's popularity within the senior community, it's not clear if Mapien has figured out how to monetize. The company has not released any numbers on its users and investments since 2018. Instead, Chinese magazine Portraits reported in November 2022 that the company has laid off some departments as a whole and downsized to its startup phase of around only 100 employees. Meipian does have a subscription model that allows its members to get access to more privileged functions like more formatting and background music choices for their long blog posts. However, this attempt at monetization doesn't sit well with some of its users. Wang, who now pays 198 yuan annual members fee, hopes the platform could be more non-profit and doesn't charge any fees. Users like me have to come to the platform and make it big. Though it's a small charge to us, it may hinder the site's development, he explains. A report by Age Club in April 2021 pointed out that Meipian is not the only platform targeting the middle-aged and elderly that have faced challenges in commercialization. They primarily rely on advertisements because this demographic, especially older individuals, don't trust online payment, as they don't know much about the internet. An employee of Meipian under the pseudonym Wang Fan also told Portraits that they had difficulty recruiting users for their paid offline activities, including photography-themed tours and book clubs. Few people would come if the fee was higher than 300 yuan, which is the overhead cost. Long-distance trips at 1,000 yuan or more hardly ever happen since we are rarely able to recruit the minimum of 10 members, Wang said. Previously, Meipian tried to increase the cut of profits it receives from the tips readers give to content creators from 5% to 30%. This became its most profitable source of business in the first half of 2019. However, it alienated a large group of users who called this policy a robbery. In response, the platform lowered its cut back to 2% and reduced ads on the platform, which led to a revenue deficit of 30 million yuan. In 2019. Some of the platform's earliest users are growing dissatisfied with their experience. According to Qing Feng, some of her friends, including a Chinese professor who introduced her to Meipian, has not updated on the platform for years. Qing Feng feels that Meipian struggles to maintain its earlier, more educated users like her as it has lowered its threshold, while Wang feels that some promoted posts on Meipian have become really terrible in quality, including some that feature advertisements and violent language. Still, he cherishes the platform for being the few places he can still go to express himself, even requesting the World of Chinese not to report on negative experiences of the platform that might impact its development. Having heard about the platform's financial problems, Wang is concerned it may disappear, just like other blog sites. What will happen to our content, he wonders. Whether the platform will eventually figure out a way to monetize its community or fade into history like earlier bulletin board systems and blogging platforms remains to be seen. You've been listening to Golden Connections, how a Chinese social media site brings together seniors. Despite amassing millions of users, Meipian, a Chinese social media app targeting the senior community, continues to grapple with monetization challenges. Written by Tai Yunfei in The World of Chinese, read to you by Cliff Larson. Narrators know, please go to the article. There's so many great pictures of some of the middle-aged and elderly users taking photos, sharing laughs, and doing many things that they can do through the app.